Hey friends, Josh here. Listen to this. This week, I have partnered with my good friend Michael Dahlke to bring you a free training that's going to be amazing. Michael took his cleaning business from $60,000 in revenue to $5 million in only a few short years. We're calling our training this week the Ultimate Breakout Session. A breakout session is where you can go deep on something and learn the exact things you need to win. Now, both Michael and I had a lot of requests after the huge convention to really dig in deeper on the things that both of us talk about as speakers at the convention. So you can watch this for free. All you have to do is go to automategrowsell.com/breakout, or it's even easier if you do this, just send a text message, breakout, to 44222. So you send the word breakout, no spaces, just one word, to 44222, and I can meet you, provide huge value to you. You can listen to what Michael and I have to teach. It's going to be amazing. I'll see you soon. Hello, my friends. Josh here. Happy to be doing my first podcast since I got back from the huge convention. I met so many of you. So grateful, so thankful to have shook your hand. A lot of you guys, I realize, hey, you're a real person. You're not just a name on a computer screen like on Facebook. And you probably felt the same way meeting me. So it was a really incredible experience. A lot of people, very positive atmosphere. Of course, I had the pleasure of giving the keynote address, which was super cool. I was kind of nervous doing it. It was my first major public speaking, but after the first 5 or 6 minutes, I got very impassioned and I think it went really, really well. In fact, I had a lot of people asking to go deeper with what I talked about and really trying to dig in. So what I'm going to do is something special. So over the next 5 days, I'm going to release a podcast episode every single day, kind of breaking through the points that I talked about during my keynote. So you can take better notes, so you can digest them, chew on them a little more. The thing is, when you hear someone give a speech, it can be inspirational, it can be motivational, but you go home and life happens and your kids are sick and your dog craps on the floor and the customer doesn't pay you and you're right back into the groove of where you were before. So I don't want you to fall into that trap. If I can provide value in any way, I want to do it. So the other part is that I want to reintroduce myself to a lot of the new listeners. We have lots and lots and lots of new listeners that don't know my entire story. So I'm going to just get into it. It'll just be me being passionate. I have my notes here. First and foremost, my name's Josh. I'm the guy of the podcast. You already know that. What I do today for work, the podcast is kind of a glorified hobby. I love doing it. But what I do for work is I have a software business called sendgym.io. That's the website. It's an app. It lets you send postcards and letters and actually gifts here very shortly, very, very shortly. You can send brownies and caramels and greeting cards and all kinds of stuff using your smartphone to your customers. I also have automategrowsell.com. Many of you are boot camp members. It's basically a small business boot camp, and I'll explain more of that later. And I run thegrowthvault.com, which is a free thing. It's free workshops, teachings, trainings. But before I was working on the internet, I had a cleaning business like a lot of you guys have. And if it's not a cleaning business, that's fine. You have a lawn care business. You might have some other service business. They're all the same. They're all essentially the same. The end product, the end service is different, but the architecture of how to do business at a high level is pretty much the same in all of these things. And for me, my story started at Home Depot with a 28-foot Warner ladder. And I told this story at the convention. It's really funny, but it's true. I spent $254 buying this ladder. And I remember that amount because I think I had about $260 to my name. So I had like $6 left after buying this thing. I got it back to my home, which was a trailer in a trailer park with my wife. And I strapped this ladder onto the roof of a 1993 Chevy Cavalier. It was cherry red, you know, plenty of rust spots on it. And I stuck this ladder on the roof of this tiny car and used ratchet straps to strap it to the back underneath the bumper and the front underneath the bumper. And this was a total freak show. I mean, this thing looked ridiculous driving down the road. But that's all I had. I mean, the roof was all scratched up. There was no ladder rack. I just put it on the roof of the car. When I would go do estimates, you know, I would just knock on doors and hustle and grind and do flyers and whatever I could. When someone would call me for an estimate, I would go park down and around the corner and kind of hide my car and then walk back up to the house to give the pricing because I was embarrassed and I didn't want them to see my car. Of course, when I go to do the actual work, I would pull in their driveway in this thing, and they would look out their window like, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? So I had very, very, very humble beginnings, and a lot of you probably can relate with that. Now, you fast forward a few years after that, and that little business that I had was doing over $150,000 a month. And it didn't always do $150,000 a month. We were a seasonal business in Michigan, so it went up and down. And we had lots of months under $100,000 and some over. I mean, the month we sold it, I think we did $186,000 that month. But it's just amazing. And, you know, I always joke that I have an education, and so that gives me an advantage. A lot of you went to college and whatnot. Well, I have a bachelor's degree in pain and a master's in suffering, right? Those are not real degrees. It's kind of a joke. I hope that I don't get a PhD in whatever would come next, because I'm really not interested in that. But, you know, pain is an excellent teacher. And through all the pain, through all the stuff I went through, that's what got me to where I am today. And I eventually sold that business to a buyer from California. I moved my family to Costa Rica. I have monkeys in my backyard. You know, I wear flip-flops all the time. I work online right from my home. There's a little building next to my house with my office. It's my office building. And I just walk across our pool, walk back into my house. My wife and kids are there. And then I eat a sandwich for lunch and walk back across by the pool, go back to work in my office. I mean, it's amazing. And it's not bad for a window cleaner. So that's kind of my story for those of you that don't know my entire story. But you know, the people that listen to podcasts like this, the people that try to educate themselves, you guys are different in a good way. You're different. You're not out there just living in fear. Yes, you have fear, but you're trying to figure out how to move forward. And the hard part about having a cleaning business, especially with pressure cleaning or window cleaning, carpet cleaning is a little bit better, although there are some fly-by-night people in carpet cleaning that rent machines and things like that. You know, it's a highly fragmented industry. So there's these little guys running all over the place, lowballing stuff, and it creates a race to the bottom for them. And, you know, in my hometown, there's this guy named Dustin. And Dustin started a cleaning business the exact same time that I did. And I was super nervous. I'd see him driving around, and I'm thinking, oh, great. Now I'm not going to get any work. Dustin's going to get all the work. Oh, you know, I was all stressed out, living in fear, totally freaked out. But the thing is after a couple years of kind of struggling, I saw Dustin at a gas station, and I'm getting gas, and I see him, and I'm like, hey, you know, how have you been? You know, I haven't talked to you in a long time. What are you doing? Well, what happened was crazy to me. Okay. My business at that time was starting to really kind of get going. I had, you know, a couple employees, the phone was ringing. We were still very small, but like I was kind of getting it, you know, and we were busy and we were making money. And Dustin wasn't getting gas. He was, get this, he was working at the gas station. And I was like, what are you doing? Why aren't you cleaning windows? Why aren't you washing houses? What the heck? And what he told me really affected me. What he said was, Josh, there's no work out there. The economy sucks. And even if you get a customer, their expectations are so unrealistic. It's impossible to make people happy, Josh. That's what he said to me. It's crazy. It was madness. I just kind of stood there with my jaw dropping down because I realized in that moment how big of a difference there was between me and Dustin, because we were in the same town with the same service, with the same equipment, marketing to the same people, but he had a completely different view of that scenario and that opportunity than I had. I was just getting started. And to him, it was true. I mean, he was done. He was working at a gas station. That was it. And when I thought about it later, I realized there's really one thing, only one thing that separated Dustin and I. It was mindset. Mindset. So, you know, you're listening to this podcast. You're doing your thing. You're out there grinding. You know, how does someone like you learn to win every single day? How do you learn to crush the competition? You know, like bugs, how do you learn to just become a nightmare to compete with? How do you get so good as a businessman or a businesswoman that you just dominate, right? And some of you might be thinking, well, geez, Josh, that's not very nice, you know? Your Facebook videos are so nice. You're riding your scooter in Costa Rica. Now you're saying I have to crush my competition. And look, the reason I say that is because we really need to be at that level of seriousness. I mean, I joke a lot. I have fun. But you know what? Life is really harsh business is harsh, marriage is harsh, everything we deal with in our daily life is freaking hard, and it's harsh. And the example I gave at the convention was, you know, you want to find out what harsh is, why don't you skip a couple mortgage payments and see what happens? Why don't you not pay your utility bill for a couple months and see how harsh they are? Because at the end of the day, you need to make no mistake with this. Hear me. You are at war. You are at war. But here's the caveat to that. You are not at war with your local fly-by-night carpet cleaner that rents the thing and he lowballs everything. I was never at war with Dustin, ever. I thought I was. I was at war with me, and you are at war with you. I mean, that is an amazing thing, right? I mean, I just believe it's time for us to start winning. The time has come for us to be harsh, but with ourselves. With ourselves. And, you know, that's what I'm excited to talk about. I mean, we're here to prepare for war with us. And I told this at the convention, too, and I want to share it again. I remember, I think it was year one or two in my business, my wife went to the grocery store to buy groceries, and she filled up her cart, and she got in line, and she put the items on the conveyor belt. She's holding my son, Maverick, and she's checking out, and there's people behind her. They're very busy that day. And she swipes her debit card to pay for the groceries, and it was declined. And, you know, she was embarrassed. You know, she had to walk out of that store humiliated. She actually tried to swipe it for a second time, still declined. She had to leave her groceries there, go to her car crying when she called me. So my wife calls me crying, I am so embarrassed. I can't even buy groceries. You know, she wasn't mad. She was just really scared and hurt and confused and embarrassed. But I felt like an absolute freaking failure, a total, utter disaster. I felt like such a loser in that moment. I really did. And I was at war. Another story I remember is when I voluntarily turned in a car to the bank because I couldn't pay the payments anymore. That was a humbling experience because I was at war. You know, when I started my company, I didn't take a paycheck a lot of times when other people did. And when I very first started, my own mom didn't talk to me for a week. She didn't talk to me for a week. She was so mad that I was leaving a job at the time with Chase Bank, a good job, to start squeegeeing windows. I mean, that's what homeless people do, right? So look, I get it. You get it. If you're listening to this podcast, I know you get it. But the real cruel part to the way the universe works is that when you get out of the really, really small struggling phase and you start to win, this is kind of a sick joke the universe plays on us. When your phone's ringing and you're busy and then you're more busy and you're like, yeah, awesome. All you're really doing is unlocking a tidal wave of new problems for yourself. Problems you didn't even think existed. I mean, it's exciting, but there's so much other stuff. Now you have to hire other people. You have to fire and train and inspire them and lead them, pay them before you get paid. And a lot of times you go home and you pass out exhausted and your wife's wondering what you've been doing all day and why you didn't return her call and all this. And you got all the family dynamics going. I'll tell you, it gets so, so hard. And then the employees, you'll give and give and give and give and give. You'll invest in them. And once in a while, sometimes more than once in a while, they'll still screw you over. They'll still hurt you. They'll stab you in the back. I said during my speech, I've been stabbed in the front. You know, raise your hand if you've been stabbed in the front. So look, my goal with this first podcast, I'm going to do 5 days of these to really fire you up. The goal is to tell you to keep going, to stay in the fire and to lean into the pain. I love that. I love that. Lean into the pain. Lean into the challenge. Don't try to weasel out. Don't crawl out of it. Stay right there. Keep your feet planted and lean into it. Because at the end of the day, it is worth it. It is absolutely worth it. And you will never understand that if you don't stay in the fire and go through the pain. Because there's not a magic secret pill. There's not some special sauce. You know, not everyone will win, but anyone can. Anyone can. It's really up to you. The real war is between your ears, right? That's the deal. And, you know, at the convention, there's a lot of people with multi-million dollar businesses. I mean, really there was. There's a lot of very successful people there. And there was other people there who barely had enough money to even show up. You know, they maxed out their credit card. They showed up and they're hoping, God, if I can just learn this one thing, if I can learn one tiny nugget, it could change everything for me. And I love that. I love that mentality. And, you know, there's one thing that the super successful guy today has in common with the guy who has a lot of self-limiting beliefs and is very freaked out, but he's taking action and he's trying to educate himself and he's trying to going. The thing that we all have available to us is the opportunity to win. Or as I like to call it, we all have an entrepreneurial birthright. And I love that word. It's such an epic word. We don't use that word anymore, but you have that waiting for you. Now, it's never going to fall in your lap, ever. You're never going to just see it land on the ground and pick it up. No, your entrepreneurial birthright can only be claimed by you taking it with force. And it has to do with staying in the fire, man. And one of my favorite business quotes is, being an entrepreneur is like jumping off a cliff and building a plane on the way down. And I know there's so many of you smiling as I say that, because that is so what it feels like sometimes. You're like, what did I do? Oh my God. And it's hard, man. I kind of get a rush out of that. I don't think my wife would agree, but you know, for me as a man, I feel like my job is to leave the cave, club something, and drag it home, right? Like, that's our job on like the most basic level, is to accomplish stuff. But you know, we waste a lot of time, and even with Facebook and TV and sports and all these things that we get exhausted and we spend the weekend sitting in the lazy boy, what we're really doing is we're trading something temporary for something permanent. I mean, the time that you have is your most valuable asset on the planet. You only have so much of it, but we trade this finite amount of time for things that really are useless, and they don't serve us, serve our legacy. They don't set us up to win. And we justify it in our mind. We're like, well, you know, Josh, I deserve it. You know, I deserve a break. I deserve this. I need to go watch some American Idol or whatever show is popular right now. I like Gold Rush. Gold Rush is awesome. But we're not intentional enough about working on the most important parts of our business, our own personal development, the systems, the back office, all those things, because we're tired and we just want to relax. You know, but to claim your birthright, it starts in your mind. And you have to understand that you are the chief executive officer. You're the CEO of your company right now. Right now you are. Even if you're the only person in your company, you are that today. Like, wrap your head around that. It's amazing. Like, do you behave like a CEO with a five-piece suit? Is that your mentality? Got to be honest about that. You know, our country is not in need of more politicians. Our country is not in need of more opinions. God help us with Facebook. We don't have information overload. We have opinion overload. We're not in need of any of that stuff. What our country needs is leaders. We need leaders. And, you know, every small business that listens to this podcast, and last month there was over 7,000 individual people that were listening to these episodes. I think that's amazing. You guys are the backbone of our whole nation's economy. For real. You are. And one time I went on the SBA, the Small Business Administration's website, sba.gov, and I was looking at some statistics. And there was this one I found. It said, out of the 28 million small businesses in the U.S., 22 million of them are 10 days away from overdrafting their checking account. And I was just like, wow, like that's so sad. That's awful. And that's so stressful. And these people are not dumb. If your business isn't working right now, you're not dumb. You're not broken. Nothing's wrong, but you probably have the wrong mindset. You probably spend your time on the incorrect things. And being busy isn't the same thing as being productive. So I'm going to kind of wrap it up here shortly with a story of two brothers, and people loved this. I got a lot of comments on it at the convention, but there's this ancient story about two brothers. This is actually a Bible story of Jacob and Esau, but it so applies to business, in my opinion. You know, and back then it was customary with ancient tradition that the oldest brother was entitled to the family birthright. That's that word again that we don't use now. But basically what that meant was he got everything. I mean, he got all the wealth, the pride, the legacy, all the assets. Everything went to him, the older brother, when the time was right. The younger brothers, they didn't get anything. The older brothers got everything. And what happened was one day the older brother, Esau, he was starving. He must not have eaten in days. And he comes, I can just picture him bursting into his younger brother's home saying, "Brother, I'm starving. Give me some food. Give me something to eat. I'm going to die." And his younger brother, being clever, this is Jacob, right? Jacob says, "Okay, cool. You know, I got some soup. I'll trade you this bowl of soup, but you have to give me your birthright for it." And the older brother, you know, probably rolled his eyes and was like, "What? Wait, what are you talking about? Yeah, okay, whatever, man. I mean, who cares about a stupid birthright? I'm going to die. I'm starving. I haven't eaten in 3 days. Sure, you got a deal." And it's a profound story because what he really did, well, he made a terrible mistake, but what he did is he traded something permanent for something temporary. He traded something that was everything for something that's really nothing. But we do this every day. Like, we constantly do it. And the wasting the time on Facebook and TV and all that stuff, that's us doing that. That is what it is. Like, you're trading this finite resource, this thing, the only chance you have to leave a legacy and or build a company and to change lives and to get more employees and to invest in them. Your time has to be spent on the right things, and we just waste so much of it, including me, by the way. I'm not innocent from this stuff, but it doesn't make it less true. And, you know, I want businesses that leave a legacy. And I work on the internet now with my boot camp and other things. I don't care what I'm doing. I want a business that my kids and my grandkids could be proud of and inspired by later when they look back and be like, look what my grandpa did. Look what my dad did. Look what Josh Latimer did. It's not about money. It's about winning. It's about having a purpose. And I know that the people that listen to shows like this want the same thing. There's a portion of you, though, that are struggling, and you're listening to this, and you're like, seriously, I mean, a legacy? You're like, yeah, that's not really on my mind right now. I have $100 in my checking account, and I'm super stressed out. I just want to pay my rent next month. And I hear you. Like, I get it. I hear you. And, you know, winning and having these epic business dreams, maybe that's not the thing that really gets you going. Maybe it's not in the front of your mind, but I want to tell you a secret. It should be. It should be on the front of your mind. You do not need, nor should you wait, to have these mental shifts. You know, the big secret here is that the war is fought between your ears and your head. The war is fought with the guy you brush your teeth with every day in the mirror. That's where the war is fought, man. And at the convention, I talked about some other successful people like Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban has billions of dollars. He owns the Dallas Mavericks. He's on TV all the time. He's on Shark Tank, right? But you got to understand something. Mark was a winner way before he had billions of dollars. He was a winner when he lived in an apartment with a whole bunch of other guys. He worked for 7 straight years without a single vacation. He constantly hustled. He constantly was doing sales. Nobody cared who he was. No one cared what his name was. He was eating ketchup sandwiches. He was a winner in that moment. And you are a winner right now. I don't care how much revenue your business did or whatever. Most of that stuff's vanity metrics anyway. You know, Chris Lambertini's is a co-founder of the Huge Convention. He built a really large cleaning business in New Jersey, did about $3 million a year. And he was a winner way before they were doing, you know, 300K months cleaning stuff. He started his business for $200 in a basement, like with like computer paper or something. It's ridiculous. I mean, but he was a winner then because he had the right mindset. My friend Michael Dahlke, me and Michael are actually hosting a webinar together this week. You need to sign up. Michael's unreal. He took a business from $60,000 in revenue to $2 million in less than 4 years. And then now that business now is going to do $5 million this year. And I'm not talking a long time. I think it's like 7 years or something. It's amazing. But he was a winner in the beginning. He's not a winner now because he accomplished something. He had the right mindset way back then before he had all that accomplishment. Howard Partridge also spoke at the Huge Convention. You've heard him. I've interviewed him on this podcast. He grew up on welfare. He had a quarter in his pocket when he showed up in Texas as a young man. Now he has multiple, you know, million plus dollar businesses. He runs are totally automated. He travels the world doing seminars and whatever. But he was a winner way, way, way back then. And these people are just like you. They really are. But it starts in the mind. And I just want everybody listening to this to know that you do have the capacity to win. Like, seriously, you have what it takes right now. You have the raw material to claim your entrepreneurial birthright. I believe that. I really, 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 really do. So that's it. I'm going to wrap it up. I hope that you'll join me on the webinar I'm doing with Michael Dahlke. Basically, what we're doing is he had, I don't know if it was the most attended breakout session, but I would guess that it was because it was completely packed with people sitting on the floors in there. There's a ton of people in his session because they wanted to know, Michael, how did you grow so fast? And that's what he was teaching about. So he got a lot of requests. I didn't do a breakout session, so people couldn't go deeper on what I was talking about, and they're asking me to. So our training this week is essentially, it's the ultimate breakout session. You know, how to grow your business really quickly and have the right mindset, all that stuff. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to give you an inside look at my boot camp, which is an incredible thing. I think there's some confusion on what it is, what's included in it, why it's important. This isn't just some stupid thing you buy and watch a video with. It's an all immersive, kick your butt, change your business, serious, heavy hitting thing. And I'm going to unpack that for you as well, just so you have clarity on what it is. But regardless, if you think the boot camp's a fit for you, you'll get tremendous value out of the training that me and Michael Dahlke will be doing. So look in the show notes, find the link. There's a link somewhere to register for that training. It's totally free. We're going to have hundreds of people on there all together learning at the same time. I appreciate every one of you. Please share these podcasts. Give me a review on iTunes. You know, I say it every time I do one. Only a few of you actually do it. I know it's a pain. I know it's annoying. Throw me a bone. Help me out. It helps us get the word out to more and more people. There's no reason in the world that this podcast can't have 50,000 cleaning businesses listening to it every month instead of 7,000. None in the world. They're out there and they need help like you do. So I appreciate you. God bless. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.